listening to this, Sam McBride from the newsletter, Alison Morris from the Irish News. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning. Morning, Alison.
Good morning.
Morning. If I can start with you, Sam, and what Conor Murphy has told this programme just a matter of moments ago, that they had a guarantee from the British government that they would push gay marriage through Westminster if the DUP and Stormont did not do it. Have you heard that before, Sam?
It's a slightly curious situation, because my recollection is that last year, when the deal fell apart and Sinn Féin was under a degree of pressure from some within the gay rights community and some of those who were pressing most vigorously for gay marriage, that they really explained it in terms of there would be a backbench bill that would come forward in Westminster, maybe from somebody in the Labour Party, and that that would probably get a majority in Westminster, which I think it's...
That's not a government assurance, though, Sam.
Well, that's the curious thing, because, yes, the government might be able to give you an assurance that they would not whip their members against it, and they could maybe give you an assurance that they would not try to talk it out, and they would try to give it parliamentary time, but it would not be in the gift of the government to in any way decide whether backbench business gets through. And the other very interesting thing is that there is a clear difference in how Conor Murphy frames same-sex marriage and how he frames an Irish Language Act. So when it comes to gay marriage, he says, we're prepared to go back into Stormont in the hope, even if it's quite a strong hope, in the hope that we'll get this through Westminster. When it comes to the Irish Language Act, it's treated as much more sacrosanct than that. They will not go in without an absolute categoric guarantee that this will happen. And also, one final thing which he said was that they had really been talking to gay rights groups, that the inference was that they were happy, that they understood what Sinn Féin was doing. That was not what they said at the time. The Rainbow Project was critical. They said they were disappointed that Sinn Féin had put out statements which, and I'm paraphrasing from memory here, but which did not seem to have been followed through upon.
And if we take what Conor Murphy said today and think about it again, that he said Sinn Féin had an assurance from the British government that gay marriage would be pushed through Westminster if the DUP did not agree to it, how will that go down in DUP circles ahead of these talks?
I think there will be a pragmatism about that, because there is a significant difference between the government, which the DUP supports pushing this through, and this going through Westminster as a piece of backbench business. This is traditionally something which would be a matter of conscience in Westminster anyway. The government whip would not be used. The DUP that knows that when it comes to Westminster, their views on issues such as same-sex marriage, abortion, other social issues are not shared across the chamber. So I think they have a degree of pragmatism about that. Where they would be less understanding in terms of some of the DUP's core support at its base would be if the DUP was propping up a government which was actively pushing something like this through, and the DUP had the chance to topple that government and stop that from happening.
Alison, an assurance from the UK government. It's the optics of this that the DUP won't like. Whether they like, you know, this could actually, if they did want to move on gay marriage, this could be their way out. They're not allowing it, but Westminster is. But the optics for the DUP this morning, deeply uncomfortable for the public to think that Sinn Féin has been able to nail down a deal with their partners in government. Is it not?
I just don't think that they have. That's not my recollection of what happened at the time.
There's Conor Murphy. You know how senior he is, Alison. Yeah. He's saying it out loud a number of times.
But that's not what the leadership of Sinn Féin were saying at the time. When the deal collapsed last February, they did actually hold a meeting in the Kremlin with members of the LGBT community, which the press were not allowed into, but I know from people who were there that it was quite heated. And what they said was that a Labour MP, and we know a Labour MP did submit a private member's bill, but think about that, it has to happen in the instance of direct rule. That has to happen with a collapsed assembly. If the assembly's up and running, Westminster will not legislate for anything here that's devolved.
Not according to Sinn Féin.
They just won't, and that's just the point. So I as you know, I chair the Pride talks back every year, and Mary Lou McDonald said at that time that in the absence of assembly, they would be quite happy for Westminster to legislate in same-sex marriage. But that isn't the absence of an assembly. So if they go back in, and if the petition of concern is used to block same-sex marriage, Westminster won't implement it. It's either or. So you can ask Westminster to legislate for those issues in the absence of an assembly, in the absence of devolution. But you can't ask them to legislate for them while you have a working assembly. That wouldn't happen with the Welsh Assembly or the Scottish Assembly or anywhere else. Once you devolve those powers, you devolve them. And if there's working and functioning devolved government, that's what it's there for. So to say that if they went back in without it and it was blocked, that Westminster have given assurance that they have legislated for it, I would be very sceptical of it. I'm going to say something.
So why has he said it?
I have no idea. And you need to have that down with the British government as well. But as a woman, it's very disappointing listening to this past couple of days' negotiations where there has been absolutely no talk of reproductive rights. So we're willing to go back into an assembly. We're talking about Irish language speakers' rights. We're talking about same-sex marriage rights, albeit in a very vague term. But for 50% of the population, there's no talk about what's going to happen in relation to reproductive rights, but there's probably much more opposition in relation to the unionist parties and the chances of more people signing a petition of concern. So I think that a hammer down, I think, with all the parties as to what role that's going to take in these talks, and especially some of the more liberal ones like Naomi Long.
Is the mood music heading towards a deal, Alison, or is it too early to tell?
Look, I think we're always going to end up back in Stormont eventually. We all know that's, you know, all roads will lead back there at one point. I don't think we're going to get very far in these talks ahead of the European elections. The party's senior members will be out canvassing. You know, the negotiating team will be looking at strategies in relation to the European elections. And also, we know that when parties are electioneering, they're most combative. I don't think the DUP or Sinn Féin are going to be seen to make a conception. So there are, you know, some sort of giving something to their arch enemies ahead of an election. So let's rule that out for a start. That takes us to the end of the month. And then I think that possibly, if we get an election and it's looking very okay, like someone like Naomi Long could be elected, then we could maybe get some positive talks. But we're not going to get them in the next couple of weeks.
Alison, thank you. Sam, thank you.